Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Bharat Ejectician Ryan Huang. It's time now for Mind Your Business, the spotlight, I guess, for most coffee lovers here in Singapore.
Yep, for sure. And if you are a coffee lover, you may have tried and probably have heard of this next brand we're talking about. It's Flash Coffee. A lot of people go to it when they're in need of fast, accurate service as well.
It's served in a neon yellow cup, and it's a tech-enabled coffee chain that conveniently brings you the award-winning coffee with a few taps on your phone.
In fact, you need only use the Flash Coffee app when it comes to ordering and paying for your coffee as well. And the coffee chain apparently has grown from strength to strength in the last few years. 33 outlets in Singapore so far.
On the line with us this morning is Sahil Arora, who is Managing Director, Flash Coffee Singapore. Sahil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
We started off describing it as a tech-enabled coffee chain. Could you define that a little bit for us? I mean, tech is sexy. So are you guys a coffee company or a tech company?
We're definitely a bit of both, right? I think to just start with, the key proposition of Flash is, you know, Flash was started by our founders to fill a need in the market, right? Specialty coffee, 100% Arabica beans, doesn't need to be priced at $7 to $8 as it commonly is in the market. And that's the kind of challenge we were setting out to face, is how do we make that accessible to the everyday consumer? You know, our Americano is priced at $2.80 and then a latte at $3.80. And how are we doing this? Well, you know, the types of locations that finding, right? Smaller grab and go style concepts where we can save on CapEx, save on rent, and really pass on those savings to consumers. So that's the initial challenge we were setting out to tackle. But on the tech enabled side, right? Like, I think there are so many aspects to the tech side of our business. You were mentioning a little bit about the consumer side, the consumer app. So we've built out an app where you can order for pickup ahead of time. So I use this every morning, order on the train, the store right by our office, and pick up and head up. And it's a great, convenient experience. We've also launched in-app delivery. So you can have your coffee delivered to you straight through the Flash Coffee app. And all the while doing this can kind of accumulate points, rewards. We have in-app challenges. So we're really, really kind of gamifying the app that we have as well, and then the customer journey. So that's really, I think, the more visible side of how tech is impacting our business for the everyday consumer. But maybe what people don't see is how tech impacts the back end and impacts our business decisions. So, you know, the same way we've built a consumer app, we've also built a barista app, right? That's allowing our baristas to accept orders effectively and manage orders ahead of time, help them manage peakier periods, which are always challenges for F&B businesses, things like that. And of course, we're collecting so much useful and valuable information about our business, right? People who order through the app, we can kind of see what are people ordering, what are customers spending in certain areas, you know, which drinks are popular, drawing a point, our outlet there. Folks there obviously have a sweet tooth because our protein shakes sell very well over there. So, you know, learning about all of these different trends using the data that we have is just another big way that we're leveraging tech to make smarter business decisions.
You know, consumers might say, hey, I don't really need the gamification aspects of your app, and I can get coffee to pick up or to be delivered to my home or office on other food apps as well. So how would you say, you know, you are providing that very distinct customer experience to such individuals? All they want is the coffee at the doorstep, and they manage to get it through other means very easily these days.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And I think, you know, for us, it's continually about building out a unique customer experience, right? So whether it's the in-app gamification, whether it's the loyalty points, whether it's just you just want to order a cup of coffee, right? We're still looking at, you know, different ways we can improve the customer experience in our own app. The goal is to build that ecosystem and have customers order through our own channels versus obviously a lot of other platforms and services out there that do similar things. But I think it's also about you know, the brand that we have, and we really want to create an experience for customers as well. And of course, this is always a work in progress.
Well, it's progressing very well because you're operating in 7 markets across Asia Pacific and Singapore. You've got what, over 30 stores now, if I'm not wrong, under 2 years?
That's correct. To 33 in a year and a half.
Very nice. So I've got 2 questions with regard to that. First question, which is your most popular outlet? Second one, what's the secret to expanding this fast?
Yeah, so I think in terms of most popular outlets, we have a few, but our outlet in Jurong Point is definitely up there with one of the most popular, and actually, you know, the Heartland Mall locations, especially over the pandemic period, have been really strong drivers of our growth. I think prior to January, obviously, there wasn't as much traffic in the CBD where we had initially launched our first batch of stores, right? So diversifying into the Heartland Mall has been a real revelation for us. In terms of scalability, I would put it down to the kind of 2 things, the way we've been able to scale. A, I think we were born in the pandemic, right? Our first store launched in Jakarta just in January 2020, just before the pandemic kicked off. And I think we've learned to grow the business in these uncertain circumstances. The business model is very much set up for scale, right? Smaller locations, not committing high amounts to build the store in CapEx or, you know, lower rental locations. So if there are time periods where traffic is slowing down, you know, we're minimizing our costs at these locations, right? So that's helped us to be agile. That's helped us to, you know, build locations in different areas and find efficiencies with them. But I think it also comes, like, you know, it really comes down to the team as well. We have an incredible team in Singapore that has been, you know, really dedicated to making this happen for Flash. So, you know, we have our real estate teams who are out there sourcing locations. We have the retail design teams who are bringing those locations to life in a design on paper, and then a fit out team who's bringing it to life in real life, right? And so it's also about having the strong talent in our team that has been able to build processes as we scale. That's really helped us to move quickly.
I was just looking at some news reports from last year, which said that you planned to increase your store launches from 3 to 10 a week. Wow. In order to open 300 additional stores across the region by the end of 2021. Others say the target is end of 2022. I mean, which is it? Did they get it wrong, or have you just had to recalibrate your goals, perhaps?
I think there's obviously a lot of recalibration with the way, you know, the pandemic has gone. It affects different markets differently, right? So I do think there's a constant recalibration that we need to undergo. But I think the ambition still remains, right? And especially in Singapore, you know, we may be opening, you know, we actually opened 6 stores in a 2-day period in November. That was an immense challenge and something I'm super proud of the team for accomplishing. But obviously we want to launch scalably so that we can, you know, also ensure that these locations that we launch are post-performing as well as they can and have all the right efficiencies, and that we're really, really giving the consumer the best experience that we possibly can.
Sahil, I'm curious about, you know, when you have rapid expansion, you naturally need more manpower. Tell us a little bit about that and what kind of potential challenges you have to face.
Sure. I think manpower is obviously it's a shared issue amongst F&B businesses in Singapore. You know, finding the right people to help, you know, manage and operate the stores, right? I think something really cool that's come out of this is we've had the opportunity to hire folks from all walks of life. You know, people who have virtually no experience making a cup of coffee, but who, you know, maybe students who want a part-time job, or professionals who are just pursuing a bit of a side passion. And so we've actually started hiring from all walks of life. And of course, that's a challenge because we need to also set up the training programs and all of that will actually help to build up the skills in these folks and get them ready to operate the Flash store, right? A lot goes into operating a coffee shop, whether that's, you know, learning to open or close a store, how to operate the machinery, even learning the recipes and how to make a great cup of coffee, right? So I think I would say it's a really cool outcome of the fact that there is a bit of a manpower crunch in Singapore, but of course, like, there are challenges for us in terms of how we scale that and how we train people effectively who have no prior experience.
How do you work on the talent attraction bit of it, though? Because, you know, especially in a country like Singapore, a lot of people, you know, working in hospitality isn't their first choice. Working in F&B isn't their first choice. So what are you doing to ensure that you attract the right kinds of people, the ones who are willing to learn and grow with the company?
Yeah, I think the first thing we're doing is really, you know, as a startup and as a younger company that's growing so quickly, we really have opportunities, you know, within the organization to give people a chance to grow and step into larger roles, right? So we have baristas who joined us as baristas and then moved up to senior barista and then captain to manage their own store and then have actually kind of joined head office in various other functions, which I think is just a really, really, it's really awesome to see people growing in such a short space of time and really grabbing that opportunity by the horns. And so I think that's one message we're able to send to folks is you have that opportunity to grow at Flash. And that's a great kind of culture we have.
What about the tech side of Manpower? I mean, you guys are the first coffee players in Singapore to offer delivery experience through your own app. I'm sure there must be some level of pressure to continue to build that USP.
Specifically with in-app delivery, you mean?
Yeah, within in-app delivery and the tech side of your business.
Yeah, I think, I mean, so with delivery itself, we actually have launched a partnership with Foodpanda's third-party delivery, PandaGo, and that's powering our in-app delivery, and that's, you know, that's a really great partnership. In terms of the tech side of things, we have our teams built out, especially, you know, our tech teams based in Jakarta, and we're also hiring, you know, product teams and teams across the organization that can really help us to think about the tech roadmap, right? Because I think there are so many opportunities for us, and looking at how we prioritize those things over the next couple of years will be a big part of our overall strategy.
As you continue expanding, explain to us the factors that determine your decisions on which geographical markets are ripe for your entry. What exactly do you consider as most important? Because, you know, some might say, oh, cheaper coffee, why not? You know, it could go anywhere. But how do you decide where it is right to go?
I think it's what I was mentioning before, right? We see this gap really almost everywhere of a specialty coffee where, you know, if you look at the traditional coffee chains in many markets, a latte might go for $7 or $8 of Singapore dollars, right? And this is a lot for, you know, the average person to spend on a cup of coffee, especially lots of folks having more than one cup a day. And so I think just from that perspective, we have felt that, you know, our expansion across Asia, this gap exists in most markets. That's the first thing that we feel, you know, we have an opportunity to democratize specialty coffee. The other kind of element is looking at, I don't believe there are many other F&B businesses that are really leveraging on the tech side of things as much as we are, right? And so that also is an opportunity that we see in every market to continue to build out those, to use tech to improve the business, both on the consumer side and in the back end on our side. So those are probably two of the key kind of assessment areas we're looking at when we're launching into new areas, or even in Singapore when we're you know, deciding where to launch a new store. Then we look at, okay, what are the demographics of those areas? Like, what are the traffic flows like? Where are customers walking? Those kinds of things factor into where we launch new stores as well.
Yes, I'm very excited for whatever is coming your way this year in 2022. We are out of time, unfortunately. We've been speaking with Sahil Arora, who is Managing Director, Flash Coffee Singapore. Really appreciate your time today, Sahil. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
You too. Thanks so much for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.